I'm here with InHand Guides. You've probably never heard of them, but anyway, I'm here with the CEO. And the CEO of InHand Guides is Trevor Winkworth. And Trevor, it is lovely to see you again after a decent break.
Yeah, lovely to see you, Paul. It has been too long. We should have caught up long before now.
I should look, it would be too long if we didn't see each other every week. But anyway, back to the story. Look, InHand Guides, let's just do a really short 2 minute, because we'll then move on to doing longer ones.
Yeah.
But will you tell people something about what you, as the CEO, or the company has been doing or is doing? Just say something interesting.
Well, we're still heavily involved. Our main business, as you know, is the souvenir audio players. So instead of renting out a system, you sell a souvenir MP3 style player. We're surviving. We have a lot of interesting projects coming up later this year. We've just launched into Collins Barracks, the National
Museum. Before you go on, I want to hold on to this. How long have you survived already?
We've been selling product for about 9 years, from the very first prototype.
Okay. And you're going to talk about this Collins Barracks place, which
National
is
Museum,
where?
Collins Barracks in Dublin. Have a great Soldiers and Chiefs as the exhibition, which was set up about the Irish at War. Was set up a few years ago. We've now completed, Conor Tallon, my audio guy, we've completed an English project language audio player, which has just gone on sale.
Is this the Irish at War among themselves, fighting among themselves? You know, or is this the fighting Irish out there, protecting the British Empire, or is this the Irish in First World War, the Crimean War, the Second World War,
everything? It goes from the Irish and the British Army in Collins Barrack on parade to the Irish in the UN. So it really takes how the country and the Irish develop at war. So it covers World War I, it covers 1916, it covers 1922. It covers, we have a great audio content on the siege at Jadaville, the famous siege in the Congo, which was a film recently.
1960s, Conor Cruise O'Brien?
Yeah.
So okay, where can I get this? I'm already wanting to buy it. Where can I get it?
In Collins Barracks.
Is it out already?
It's out on sale now. It's a fantastic souvenir.
You can buy it where? At the check-in?
In the shop. The shop at the check-in.
Have you got a salesperson there, or do you have to ask for it?
You have to ask for it. It's in their shop. They have a shop at the end. See, one of the interesting things about National Museums is they don't charge in.
Oh, it's free to get into Collins Barracks?
Yeah.
Okay, you better tell people here who are going to Dublin. Now, they're all going to the Guinness Hop Store. Yeah. How do I get there from the Guinness Hop Store?
If you're at the Guinness Hop Store, look across the river and you see what looks like a British Army barracks. That is Collins Barracks. It has an enormous square, and there you go over and you will not only have the Irish at War, you have the Asgard yacht, and you have a treasures exhibition.
Now look,
so it's a branch of, everyone thinks of Kildare Street as the National Museum, but people don't always realise Collins Barracks is where the history is. Then you have the Natural History Museum in Merrion Square, which is now reopened. And you have the Museum of Country Life in Castlebar.
Oh, we'll talk about Castlebar another day. Tell me, if I come out of the Guinness
Barracks, it's across the river.
If I come out of the Guinness Hop Store a little bit tipsy, having had a good taste of the black stuff, will they let me into Collins Barracks?
Yeah, they don't do breathalyzers, don't worry.
Trevor Winkworth.
Yeah,
I got to stop because I got to run. You got to run. Yeah. Right, this is a little taster. Right, we'll catch up. Right, okay.
Good story.
Okay, InHandGuides.ie.
.com for the website.
It's .com for the website. Are you also on Twitter by any chance?
Twitter, we are at IHG. I can't think at the moment, but if
so, IHG will get you. Yeah, yeah. Is the account active?
IHG, it is indeed. We have almost 3,000 followers.
And who does the tweets? Do you hire an agency?
I'm doing it myself.
The CEO from InHand Guides is on Twitter.
He's on Twitter.
Okay. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Paul.
Talk to you soon. Bye.